The Vermont Agency of Natural Resources oversees three departments: Fish and Wildlife, Forest Parks and Recreation, and Environmental Conservation. In December, then-Governor-elect Phil Scott announced Julie Moore would be appointed Secretary of the agency. She is the former Director of the Clean and Clear Program in Governor Jim Douglas's administration and Chair of the Vermont Community Advisory Committee on Lake Champlain. Secretary Julie Moore explains why one of her first actions was to undertake her recently completed statewide listening tour.
With a change in administration, I think a lot of members of our community see it as an opportunity to relook and revisit programs and processes, particularly places where there may be friction or they've had a frustrating experience. And we felt rather than, you know, sort of focusing on the ones that were brought immediately to our attention, it was important to go out, talk to the public, to the people who regularly have business before the agency, and hear from them directly what concerns they had, where they saw that things were going well, and where they saw there was opportunities for improvement.
Julie, regarding the listening tour, what were the primary environmental concerns you heard from people? And secondarily, are they similar statewide, or did you find that there's really more regional concerns?
I was frankly somewhat surprised by how regional the concerns were. Generally, we heard from people who were interested in better communication, increased transparency, and primary to that was having clear timelines for how long it would take us to complete our review of a permit application and get back to the applicant. That was something we identified for ourselves and are actively working on as we move towards what we're calling our environmental notice bulletin, which will be available electronically by the end of this year, allowing people to go online and have that ability to track the status of their permit in real time. Some of the more regional environmental issues we heard were at our stop in St. Johnsbury. We heard a lot of concerns about ridgeline wind development. At our stop in the city of Burlington, there were a lot of concerns about the regulation of urban soils, sometimes referred to as dirty dirt. When we were in Rutland, there were a lot of concerns, mainly about the timeline of permitting, and those were largely reiterated in Brattleboro and White River Junction. In Brattleboro, I would say a lot of the concerns were actually related to Act 250 permitting, which isn't something that's directly controlled by my agency. But we took that feedback to the Natural Resources Board.
Julie Moore, it seems that whenever we hear about environmental concerns in Vermont, it seems to be focused on pollution in Lake Champlain and some water bodies across Vermont. This listening tour seems to have brought out a number of different topics and seemed that people had been waiting to have the chance to say it's not just water bodies that have problems. Did you get that sense?
I did. And that's not to say that issues related to water quality weren't raised. Certainly in Brattleboro in particular, we heard from people that the focus is too much on Lake Champlain, that there are other parts of the state that have water quality concerns that need attention as well, and that's something we're very aware of and trying to work to reflect that our water quality initiatives, while initially driven by the issues in Lake Champlain with phosphorus pollution, really will yield benefits as they are implemented statewide to other major watersheds, including Lake Memphremagog and the Connecticut River, but also to our inland lakes and ponds and small streams and rivers. In addition to the fact that water quality isn't the only environmental concern in Vermont, and we heard that loud and clear as well.
Secretary Moore, I don't know if this came up during the listening tour, but there are expectations that the Trump administration will cut the Environmental Protection Agency's budget by 25%. I understand that would have an impact on your agency. What impact would it have, and any efforts to address some of the things you heard about during the listening tour?
Sure. We've obviously been paying very careful attention to that. About a third of my agency's budget is federal funds, and the bulk of those federal funds flow through EPA, largely to implement federal laws which have been delegated to the states, including the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, as well as the Safe Drinking Water Act. a loss of federal funding does nothing to change these core environmental programs. And the expectations, frankly, of Vermonters that they will be implemented and that clean air and clean water will continue to be the norm in Vermont. So this is something that's of great concern to us. It did come up on the listening tour, people wondering what the impact is that it could have on our agency. And at this point, it's an unknown, and it's something we're continuing to track, working with both the governor's office as well as our federal congressional delegation to make sure that we stay on top of and have the best information possible.
A summary report on the tour is planned. Secretary Moore intends to do more tours in different geographic locations in Vermont. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.